right, we want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned into Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
So we want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. We definitely have a fun topic today. You want to go ahead and tell our listeners?
It's going to be a fun topic. So the topic that we have today is called Bad Date Encounters.
All right.
So we just want to go into, you know, just bad date experiences and and what you can learn from those experiences.
Right. See, everything's a learning experience, right? Yeah. So we want to make sure we're open to learning. But before we get to that, we always want to encourage you to go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. Also, I really want to let you know that I have a book coming out entitled Chasing Happily Ever After. I want to encourage you to go get that book. You can find more information on the website. You can follow me at Brian E. Wallace. And please, it would be a blessing to you, and I want to do a big push for that.
Right.
All right, man, so bad date encounters. What kind of brought this topic up, man?
What brought the topic up, man, me and my wife, we try to do a date night every month.
Yeah.
We just always do something fun. This month was my turn to pick the date night, so a couple of my friends, they had this couples thing that they were doing. It was like a 90s party.
Okay, all right.
And so at this 90s party, they had this woman get up and speak, and she actually was giving a bad date encounter that she had, and I just thought to myself, like, man, this is an interesting date encounter,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so from her experience, I was like, you know, I thought to myself, like, how can people learn from that, or, you know, what did you gain from that experience to not do in the future?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So just getting into it,
and just having fun, right? So right. Sometimes we like to have some fun, you know, kind of episodes,
right?
So this is kind of fun, loose. Mm-hmm. You know, podcast, but at the same time, there's something to learn from.
Right.
So I want to hear it, man. So just tell me about this bad date.
Okay, so her date was, right, she was talking to this guy, and, you know, he just wasn't giving that much information about himself when she first was talking to him.
Right.
But he had a nice, like, new Mercedes, and she's thinking, like, oh, okay, he might, you know.
Got a little chips.
Yeah, he got a little something, okay, you know what I mean? Driving a new one, you know what I mean? So he was like, yeah, you know, I'm come pick you up for the date, you know what I mean? And we're going to go out to dinner and so on and so forth. So he comes to pick her up. On their way to the restaurant, he remembers that, oh, man, I forgot my wallet.
I just paused there for a moment. Okay, so I feel like this is already like turning into a bad date. Just like you forgot your wallet. Like that means you weren't ready. You weren't ready for the date. You forgot your, okay, but
your wallet. Yeah. All
right.
So if he gets his wallet, right, and then he's like, okay, well, we just got to make a quick detour. I got to stop at my house, pick up my wallet. And she's like, oh, okay. You know, and her thinking like, you know, I just want to see, you know, he got a nice Mercedes. I just want to see what his house looks like.
Right.
So they pull up and she says, you know what? Hey, when we get to your house, I have to use the restroom real quick. So it's okay if I come and use the restroom. He's like, you sure you can't wait till we get to the restaurant? She's like, well, I kind of got to use the restroom.
Okay, pause. I'm sorry. So, did they know each other before this or
no? They
it was vague.
Yeah, it was very vague. They only met each other like a couple times before he asked her out on a date.
Okay, so I just don't feel like that's even a good idea to want to go into somebody's house,
right,
that you don't know. I get what she was thinking. She was like, I can learn a lot from who this person is by seeing their house,
right?
You know, but I'm just like, really, you're gonna go to a guy's, like, that's how, like, women, like, so if you listen to this, don't go on some strangers. That was a stranger, right?
Yeah.
Stranger danger or something. Right. But, you know, don't go into, you know, people's house. Okay. So and then the second thing that kind of caught me about the story is he said no. I know you're gonna tell me more about it, but I'm like, I don't know too many people are like,
no.
Yeah, come up, you know, yeah. You know, normally it's like, you know, what is it? The whole movie, like, Come Up for Coffee,
yeah,
you know, and they show it all the time. They go to strangers' houses, you know, and we have one night stands and people doing that. So we know people listening, you know, they know better than have one night stands because that's a bad date experience,
right?
Encounter. But go ahead, man. Sorry.
All right, so he tells him no, right, and then he tries to give a reasoning too. He's like, yeah, you know, my house is kind of dirty right now, so she's like, well, that's okay. I got three kids at home, so I know what a dirty house.
Oh, wait, okay. All right, so she got three kids. Okay, all right. And I mean, mind you, we don't know people's circumstances,
right,
you know,
right.
And so, you know, I have my kids, I am single, and so I'm not trying to clown on anybody that has kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, you know, he's like, oh, okay. So now they're starting at the bottom of the stairs, going up to his house, and she's like, you know, every step, every inch closer we got to his door, like, the story just kept evolving. Oh, you know, it's a little dirty in here, haven't been in my house in a while, you know, so that's why it's dirty. Okay, then they get to the door, and he's like, you know, also, just to let let you know, I do live with a couple of roommates. She's like, okay, you got a couple of roommates. You know, I know people that have roommates. That's fine.
Right.
Now, when they opened the door, though, it wasn't just a couple of roommates, like one or two maybe. She said that there was like six beds, six mattresses, all in like the studio apartment. It wasn't even
really a room.
Yeah. Right, so all in the studio apartment, and now she's just like, she's taking it back like, whoa, like, you know, I wasn't.
Well, how else are you supposed to afford a Mercedes?
Exactly. So she's just like, whoa, I wasn't really expecting this. So he was like, yeah, just go ahead and sit down on my bed and, you know, my area. This is my area right here. So go ahead and sit down in my area and I'm going to go find my wallet right quick. So while he's looking for the wallet, now she's going there in her mind like, okay, what's my escape plan? Let me just go ahead and just slip out before he even notices I'm gone or whatnot. Yeah. So she slips out, calls an Uber, and that was the end of that date.
All right, so man, what can we learn from that? That was definitely an interesting
one. Man, you know, it's a lot. Number one, it's a lot of things you can learn from this. You know,
I already said the whole, don't go to somebody's
room
that you don't know.
And that's a major part you can learn. Also, just two, when you're trying to date somebody, it's great to kind of gain as much information as you can. Now, granted, if a person is lying about something, there's no way we could, you know, gauge that with you know, what they're telling.
Right.
Or whatnot. But you use this as a marker, what she did, as something smart. She seen way too many red flags at this point, and she got ghosts. Yeah, I mean, okay. She got gone. Some of the mistakes that people made, they just kind of stick around just to see how the rest of the night is going to turn out. And this is like, you just put yourself in the hole. You wasted time.
I don't know, because did he ever lie about his living situation?
He didn't. Actually, I mean, I guess he did in a sense, because I think he told her that he had a house,
but
was trying to be a
studio
apartment.
But if he has a place, he never said, because sometimes we've all been in situations and we need to better understand the story.
Right.
And so I would actually go the opposite way. Like, the mistake was trying to go up to the house, you know, but learning more about a person, because she kind of judged the book by the cover.
Right.
And so he wasn't living with mom.
True.
You know, and even if somebody did live with their mom, what are their aspirations? You know, what are they dealing with? So what if they went to the house and all of a sudden it was his mom's house? Mm. You know, that would be kind of like, hey, you know, like, you sure you want to use the restroom? You know, so nobody like, hey, yeah, I still live with my mom.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I still live with my dad. You know, hey, yeah, I have six roommates. That's quite, you know, I can see two roommates.
Yeah.
I can see three. Six, you know, seven, that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, but still learn. I feel like there could have been more to learn, you know, what are your aspirations? There could have been more like, at least let him explain, look, I'm going up the career ladder, you know, and so I'm saving for a house. And so I have $20,000 saved.
Possibly.
You know, that might change the situation. But okay. All right. Go. Any more on that one?
Man, you just got to be careful out here. You know what I mean? Because just kind of like you said, that could turn into a bad situation.
That could turn
into
a bad situation quick, just going into somebody's house. But okay. So I had to kind of, I was trying to look up different fun, bad date experiences. Mm-hmm. And so thankfully, you know, I haven't had too many bad, you know,
experiences.
I would say this. The bad date experiences I've had are those experiences or those dates where you're trying so hard for everything to be perfect and things don't really go.
Yeah.
How you know what I mean? It's like just weird stuff. Like, you know, so... So here was an interesting story. So this particular person, they went out for a date. They were meeting up for dinner. Mm-hmm. And as they met up for dinner, and as they're ordering, the person is like, well, I already ate. Like, did you not know we were going to go out for dinner? Like, you're going to invite me to dinner.
And then say, I already ate.
And say, you already ate. You know, and so...
Yeah, I have no...
So what do you take away from that? What's
you next? Know, in that story, I'm just trying to figure out, like, okay, you know, now I'm like, maybe this guy is trying to save some money. You know what I mean? Maybe he's trying to be frugal. He wants to show her a good time, but he's not financially where he kind of wants to be to take them both out for dinner.
Then order an appetizer.
He could have.
Why would you even say you already ate?
Yeah.
Like, you invited me to go eat.
Right.
But you went for coffee.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. That's where it's not smart, because I'm just like, okay, maybe he's having financial problems, but in your financial problems, let's go to a park. Have a cup of coffee. That would definitely
I don't
been.
I feel like it's financial. You already ate, so you had the finances to go eat.
Right, right.
So I just, you know, I would have chalked this up as like, what can you learn? Like, this guy or this person is just, yeah,
he's kind of out there.
I might have been like, okay, well then, you know, the date's over. If you already ate, you know. So now let's go to the opposite side. What about the woman that doesn't, and that's not always the woman, but sometimes mm-hmm. it's the woman who they're trying to not eat. Mm-hmm. They haven't, they're hungry, but they're trying not to eat. How do you feel about that?
I'm just like, just be, girl, if you eat, yeah, you. If you hungry, yeah, just be yourself.
Yeah, you know? Bitch, I'm trying to date you.
Right, exactly.
You know, so if you like ribs, you know, and you like to.
That might be something we connect on. Like, yeah. Girl, hey, ribs girl, my thing too.
You know, dripping down the lip, barbecue salt, hey, you know.
Right.
So you have another one, man?
Yeah, so another story is actually just my own personal experience. Now,
are you sure you want to go there, man?
Yeah, yeah, man. This is
told your wife.
Yeah, no, my wife knows about this story, man. This is way before I met my wife. This was actually something that happened to me in high school.
Okay.
But you know, this correlates to adult life now that we have online dating and apps like Tinder and stuff like that.
And a lot of the bad date experiences I've seen come from the whole Tinder.
Yeah, like, man.
The
so
strangers, yeah.
So for me, I'm taking it all the way back. This is back in like MySpace days.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's way back when. But anyway, so I'm kind of talking to this girl. We're kind of just cyber dating at this point.
Okay.
We're collecting information from each other. You know what I mean? I got my pictures posted on my MySpace. She got her pictures posted
on
her
MySpace.
Yeah, this is way
back, man. You talking about MySpace?
Yeah, really, man.
You know, okay. 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 Go ahead.
So, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm like, okay. So we finally set up this date. We've never met. We've talked on the phone. We've chatted and all that stuff. We haven't met in person yet. So we finally set up a day. Hey, I'm going to meet you at this mall.
Right.
We're going to meet right here at this restaurant in the food court. You know what I mean? We're gonna have a day together.
Yeah.
So I get to the food court, you know, I got this picture in my mind of what she's looking like. Mind you, I got all the pictures on her MySpace, so I'm looking for her, searching. I'm like, okay, I don't see her. You know, it's
right.
Let me go ahead and send her a message like, hey, are you here yet? She's like, yeah, I'm here. I'm looking right at you. So I'm turning around. I'm like, I still don't see her. So finally some girl raises her hand. And it's a totally different person than what I'm accustomed to,
right,
from the pictures on MySpace.
Right.
So now at this point, this is catfish before catfish was even created.
Yeah. It's even worse now because like, with all the filters.
Man.
It's
yeah
like
what
it
mean?
Just it is as like a fake face, right, on it almost. You
yeah,
know?
So now, then in my experience, the pictures that she was posting wasn't her at all.
Or it was
whatnot.
Somebody.
Yeah, but nowadays, you know, the picture could be you, but all these enhancements and Photoshop and
really
all
you.
This stuff, yeah, it's not really you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So now I'm like, you know, not that I'm shallow and like, oh, this just isn't, I'm just not attracted to this person, but it just wasn't what I was. You know, you go to a car dealership and you say, man, I'm getting this Mustang. You know what I mean? Like, I got my eyes on the Mustang. I done looked it up. I done researched it. And then you go
excited for the Mustang.
Yeah, you excited for the Mustang. And you go in there and say, oh, hey, all we got is Pintos left. You know what I mean? You know, and it's like, okay, well,
here's the minivan.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
No,
like,
I want a minivan.
So let me
Mustang.
Back out slowly. So anyway, so... You know, so I'm like, oh, okay, hey, you know, how you doing? So on and so forth. Yeah. You know, let me go use the restroom just real quick.
Now
so
you
just,
ghosted
just wait.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. Man, for those who don't know, we're gonna do an episode on ghosting. We're gonna talk about that.
Yeah, man. So I had to go ahead and find the emergency exit, the escape route, something. I had to go ahead and get up out of there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because at that point now, it was already awkward and weird because I'm just like, do you know that I know that you not the same
right.
person? Like, you
right.
know, so.
So what can we learn from that one? I think many of us can learn is first just be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're dating to eventually get married.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is somebody that's going to see you, all of you. They're going to know all about you.
Right.
And so, yes, we want to temper, you know, certain information, you know, because sometimes people can't receive it all. Like you live with your mama, you have six roommates. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that might be something you temper. So that way you can kind of help them to understand. Hopefully you do have a plan.
Right.
You know, hopefully there's something there. You don't want to lie.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely don't want to lie. But at the same time, you want to be... And one thing you don't want to lie about or be dishonest about is your looks.
Exactly.
Because that's not going anywhere. Exactly. Eventually, they're going to see all of you without the makeup. And so you really want to be honest in that area.
Right. And see, for me, in an honesty area, it wasn't the problem of, like, I'm not attracted to her or nothing like that. The real person that she was,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she wasn't a bad-looking girl. But now it's the disappointment.
Weird.
Yeah, the disappointment is in you had to lie. You had to, you know, you had to right. pose a lie just to try to get me here. You
and
know
it's
what I mean?
Weird.
Yeah,
it's just weird.
It's like, just all awkward.
I met a different person.
Yeah, you know? And I'm just like, you wasn't going, how do you think our conversation was going to go throughout the date? Like, hey, so who was that person that you have been posting for the past 6 months? You know what I mean? So that's just crazy. But anyway, that was going to be the same learning experience. I was going to say was just being honest and being just true to yourself. You know what I mean? And you just got to be careful up on these online dating sites, man. You never know. It's like life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
So I want to kind of end with this. I'm sure maybe I'm just, for whatever reason, I cannot think of, you know, some bad date experiences. But I have no doubt that I have been a bad date. Mm-hmm. Because you're learning. There's so much, you know, that you're growing.
Right.
And so sometimes you don't even know how to act, you know, around a woman at first or around a person at first. And so you learn kind of what's the correct way to act. Maybe what's the, no, I shouldn't have said that. That was probably like, you know that's kind of weird. And so, or maybe I called one too many times, you know, like, after, you know, so I think I want to be honest. I feel like all of us have had those moments where we've been that bad date or we were the cause of this bad experience. And so ultimately learn from it. Mm-hmm. I think we learn, and I think you shouldn't shy away from dating because you do learn. And so sometimes we're looking for things to be perfect.
Yeah.
And people aren't perfect. Relationships aren't perfect. And so, yes, you know, maybe there are people that are married for 30, 50 years and their first encounter was a bad experience. Mm-hmm. And so you even want to be wise on that. You know, what is God speaking to you? About that. And so sometimes we just put our foot in our mouth sometimes, or, you know, they really did forget their wallet. They really didn't mean to, you know. So you have any closing thoughts,
good, man? I just encourage, like, same thing, man. I just encourage people, man, to just, you know, just continue to date, because you have to continue to do something to get better at it. You know what I mean? For me, I've been married for my wife for 8 years now.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine if we weren't together, me trying to get back into the dating game. Like, I'm so far removed at this point. Like, I'm just like, I wouldn't know really what to do. But I need to continue to step out on those dates and continue to gain those experience to get myself back readjusted to being comfortable around somebody new and, you know, going out on those dates and things of that nature. So don't get discouraged.
Yeah. And some people, I mean, mind you, some people are just jerks.
Yeah.
You know, and so you definitely want to avoid those. You can see those, you know. So, and if you're a jerk, then stop being a jerk. Let that be your learning lesson.
Right.
So, all right. Yeah,
that's all I got.
All right, well, let's go in and pray. You want to close this out, man?
Oh, yeah, shit, no problem. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this time, Father, in this podcast, Father, and just the insight that you've given us, Father, for just dating, Lord, and just meeting new people, Father. We just ask that you just encourage those, Lord, and just give those people that are listening to this podcast, Father, that are listening to this topic, Father, on dating and just going out and meeting new people, Father, that you just give them the courage, Father, the learning experiences that they need, Lord, to continue to better themselves, Father, and just to learn about themselves, Father, and just how to interact with other people as well. Father, Lord, we just pray for those, Father, who just are continuing to search for somebody, Father. May they just hear from you, Lord, and that they see what you want them to have, Father, and where you want them to be, Father, and the type of person that you want them to be with, Father. Lord, so continue to just bless everyone, Lord, who continues to listen to this podcast, Father, the topics that we talk about every week, Father, and just continue to bless us, Lord, and just to continue to give us insight, Father, on how to lead your people, Father. And in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. God bless you. God keep you. Until next time. Put your hands up, make some noise. Party with me, it's a family reunion in my family. There's no place I'd rather be, or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.